Hello and welcome to The Brawl Show, your podcast for everything Brawl Stars. I'm your host, Provo Bandit, and Noob Army is not with us because he's had some busy stuff going on right now, but we have a special guest today.
Hi, I'm Savannah from The Switchy Spot, a podcast about all things Taylor Swift. Today we will be reviewing songs from Brawl Stars bands.
Yeah. So, Brawl Stars has made a bunch of music. Well, I guess before we go into that, Savannah, this is a weird collab, but we found each other. Savannah does a Taylor Swift podcast. I don't know how many of you guys actually care about Taylor Swift. this is a weird collab, but I think it's going to be cool. We're going to be talking about Brawl Stars songs, because Savannah's all about music, right?
Yeah.
Has a cool music collection and everything. So we thought we would combine music and Brawl Stars, and we're ranking the Brawl Stars songs. So yeah, this is going to be cool. Let's get into it. So how these rankings are going to work is that I am going to say my ranking from bottom to top, and then Savannah will give any thoughts on the song as well. Because we've both prepared, we both listened to the songs. So yeah, I'm excited to see our different takes on it. And also, I only included songs, like, big songs from the music videos they have, or songs by either the Bad Randoms or the Good Randoms. Those are the only songs we're using. There's a bunch of other random weird songs that Brawl Stars endorses, and it says Brawl Stars made, but honestly, those ones aren't as good, and we're not including them in this list to make it less complicated. So, here we go, starting from bottom to top. So, my bottom song is We Won't Cooperate. This is actually their first song. A lot of the Bad Randoms songs are, like, heavy, metal, fast-paced, usually. Very, like, Metallica-inspired. It's, like, drums and guitars and, like, harsh vocals. So, there's a lot of songs like those. And I feel like We Won't Cooperate is the worst take on this. Part of it, it's still pretty good. But it's not the... I don't think it's the best. So, yeah. Savannah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think if you listen to the lines, it's actually pretty funny. I like the verses, but not the chorus as much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's what I think.
What do you think about, like, the Metallica take on the songs? Like, the very metal... is that, like, your taste, or what do you think about it?
I don't know. I kind of like bands like that, but it depends on the song for me with those types of bands. And, like, taste in music, but, I think they could have done it better.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, with the metal take and, like, rock, they could have done it a lot better, I feel like, but it's not, like, terrible, you know?
Yeah, I think I agree. Like, and it also depends, the songs actually kind of sound very similar, at least, like, their first three. Or four, they sound very similar, so, but I think We Won't Cooperate is the worst out of them. Okay, moving on, my second to last, okay, in this list we have seven songs, so my sixth song is The One by The Good Randoms. I think, yeah, I like the poppy take. I actually, from here on out, they're like, these are pretty good songs, like, yeah, I'll listen to it once in a while. So, like, I think Brawl Stars overall has done good with the songs. So, here on, from here to the top, these are, like, pretty good songs. Like, The One is good, it's poppy, but I just think it's a little repetitive. And I think there could have been a better take on, like, the boy band style. But, what do you think, Savannah?
Yeah, I think it gives the, like, Backstreet Boys and kind of, like, more poppy and... like, boy band-ish, but I like it when it's like where it's like two different voices. I kind of like that one.
Mm-hmm.
But the chorus, I like the chorus. So yeah, I agree that all the songs from here on out are pretty good. So this one is good, but not my favorite.
Okay. I'm excited to see what your favorite is compared to what my favorite is. Okay. Moving on quickly. Let's not take too much time. Next is Mortis Game. I think the song called Bad Randoms, of course, eventually they had to have a song about Mortis. So I think that's funny. I think that is cool. Yeah, I think it's just like a fast-paced song. That honestly, it's kind of forgettable. Like the metal ones, with one exception, which I'll get in, or a few exceptions actually, they're kind of forgettable. They're fast, loud, and funny lyrics. All of them have funny lyrics. I think it's good songwriting. So Mortis Game, funny Mortis. Other than that, it's pretty forgettable. What do you think, Savannah?
Yeah, I like the drums and the I really like the line, he hides in a bush.
Yeah.
I thought that was funny, and like playing Brawl Stars, that's very relatable, like just hiding in a bush waiting for people to kill each other, like,
yeah.
Waiting for the right moment. So I think that's really funny. I don't like the chorus as much though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so for these songs, I feel like I either like the chorus or I like the verses. I haven't really found a song.
Both?
Yeah, where it's both.
Yeah. I think it's definitely hit or miss. It's generally good, but it's not perfect. Like, Metallica and... I guess heavy metal has been done by so many people that it's been, like, perfected in a sense. So it's hard to find a good metal song. Because it's been done so many times in so many different ways. So I feel like Mortis Game falls into that. It's good, but there's definitely better examples. So next up, I have Together. This one is a slower compared to their faster ones. And I think it's good. I think it's definitely a more upbeat because it's like Together, right? They're working together. So I think it's fun. It's like two bad people just trying to work together to do the best they can. It's slower, and I think I like it. This is... Out of the metal ones, this is definitely one of my more favorite ones. So, Savannah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I really like the parts where it's instrumental. I like it. Yeah, the lyrics are okay. Not my favorite, pretty good, but could be better at some points in the song. Yeah.
Yeah. So, compared to like the other metal songs, what do you think?
I think this is one of the better ones.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of like the slower paced ones, and like just talking about how like they're all just like it kind of captures the feeling of, oh, you're the only one trying in a match.
Yeah.
And there it's like the other people, even though they're on your team, are ganging up against you. Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's pretty funny in that sense. So, but yeah, I think it's pretty good.
Yeah. So, moving on. Sorry, let me just get my notes. Next up, I have the Bad Randoms remix. This is actually by DJ Ems. Crazy. So, Bad Randoms remix. I think Savannah's going to mention this, but it reminds me a lot of, like, Alan Walker. Like, kind of stuff. It's very... But I like it. Like, it has a good vibe. There's no lyrics, really. But it just takes the songs that they've already made and turns it to a really, really solid techno song, I think. Like, it progresses in a solid way, and it's, like, it's really good. I think it's a very solid techno song. So, props to whoever made this song. It's pretty good. So, Savannah, what do you think? Do you like it, like me, or no?
Well, I think this one's okay, but it's kind of mid.
Okay.
It does sound like Alan Walker, and I guess with it just, like, listening to the song so much, I kind of get bored of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's, like, it has a good vibe. I agree with Provo Bandit there. It definitely has a good vibe, and, like, maybe I would listen to it once in a while, but... it could be better. Like, I don't like it that much.
Yeah. I think I just like, more than most people, I like non-talking techno songs. Like, I can really respect that. Like, One of my favorite artists of all time is C418, not just because of Minecraft, but because of, like, all the albums he's made. There's no talking, there's, like, no lyrics. If there is, it's from, like, it's a loop from, like, a toy book. I think that's the only lyrics in any of his songs, is from one random toy, and it's, like, so, like, long and, like, edgy and, well, not edgy, but, like, goes into long techno, like, themes, and I really like that. I think most of the public hates that and think that's weird, like, why would you listen to long techno songs, but, like, I think that's my alley. I can definitely appreciate that, so I appreciate where they were going with here, but I think most people probably wouldn't like it. Like, yeah, I don't know. This is just kind of the music I kind of like. So, I can definitely see why people wouldn't like it, but I like it. So, that's number three. Number two on my list is Healing Lies. And in my opinion, this is the best metal song they did. This is, like, the one song that I actually had on a playlist before I started making this episode. So, this is the one I already knew. I think it's really good, really solid. It's catchy. It's funny, again, it's from the point of view of a Poco, so I think it's a good song, good enough to be number two. So, Savannah, what do you think about it?
Yeah, I think it's definitely funny, I think it's good, but, I don't know if I would have put it in number two,
mm-hmm.
but, yeah. To be honest, I kind of really like the one, so I wouldn't have put it as low on the list. Yeah.
So, if you were making this list, Savannah, it seems like the metal songs would be low.
Lower.
Yeah. Lower. The remix song, the techno remix song would also be low.
Mm-hmm.
But the ones you would put up is the one and probably the next song we're going to mention.
Yeah, I would do, like, my top three would probably be top four.
Just don't spoil anything.
Yeah, the one, Mortis Game, and Together, and then the other one we're gonna mention next.
Okay. So you like the slower, like, non-tech. Yeah, okay, yeah. I can see what your vibe is. Okay. But here is number one. I think both of us really like this. It's a really solid song. This song is actually not made by Brawl Stars, but a song they used in one of their music videos. And they based an entire animation off of this song. Looking at the views comparatively to other Brawl Stars animations, not that many people have watched this one, even though this one is really good. It's a really good animation, goes really well with the song. The song is called On Bended Knee by Boys to Men. So this is like, they're kind of like the Backstreet Boys. They're actually exactly like the Backstreet Boys. They're same time period, same genre. So, On Bended Knee is like the only actual song not made by Brawl Stars on here. And it really shows, honestly. It's a really solid song that was obviously very well produced, in my opinion. It's, again, catchy. It's basically what The One was trying to be. It's a really good song. One of Brawl Stars' really underrated animations. If you want to check it out, see, hear the song. Out of all these songs, the two ones I would recommend is Healing Lies, which kind of gives you the taste of, like, the Metallica song, the vibe they were trying to go for. And then I would also recommend On Bended Knee, which I would just watch the music video with. I don't remember the name. But it's, like, with Rico, and he's, like, falling in love with the vending machine.
It's, like, the Valentine's, like, it's something, yeah. Valentine's. It's, like, a Valentine's,
yeah, thing. So, it's not the one with Piper, la 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 la, not that one. It's the one where on the thumbnail, Rico's, like, falling in this, like, purple vending machine, basically. So, that, definitely watch that one. That one's actually probably one of my favorite animations by Brawl Stars. But it's a really good song, and you can really tell it's really well developed. So, Savannah, do you agree with me? Am I overhyping it? What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I agree with that it's what The One is trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, it has that same, like, oh, love vibe. Yeah, so it's a song like if Good Randoms was a step above, mm-hmm. this would be what a song that they would make.
Yeah, yeah.
So, yeah, I think this is a really solid song and I like it.
Nice. So there we go. Would you say it's number one out of these songs or what?
I don't know. Probably.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a really good song. So I think before we end this, let's talk a little bit more about you, Savannah. Let's hear what your experience with Brawl Stars is.
Well, I used to play it a lot. I don't play it as much anymore, but I know
that's what they all say. That everyone says that. Like, I play it a lot. I don't play it a lot anymore.
Well, yeah. So I think it's a good game. One of like the best free mobile games you can get. Like no ads. It's really high developed. Like they have really great updates. And so I know people who get really hyped when the updates come out.
Yeah,
I think it's a very enticing game, and I think I should probably get into it and play it more now. But yeah, so it's a very, very high quality game, and I really like it.
Who's your favorite brawler?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. I really like Rosa and Rico.
Okay, very different. Very different. Okay, like, they're very different types, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I was like, wait, did you not?
No, that's not, it's not weird, those aren't weird picks, it's just, I really like Rosa too, but they're just like, Rico's a long, and Rosa's a tank, like, that's what I'm saying. But Rico can be fun because you can bounce it, and then Rosa can be satisfying if you're in a bush.
Yeah.
So you're saying you're a camper?
Some of the times.
Yeah.
Not as much. Like, I just like going out there and just
attacking.
Yeah.
Just spamming the attack button.
Yeah, yeah. That's me. That's
your
me.
Play style.
Yeah.
Okay. I can respect that, honestly. And then, lastly, why don't you tell us more about your podcast? We kind of briefly touched it. We were kind of awkwardly mentioning it. But I think, Savannah, you should honestly tell us more about your podcast, where they can find you, stuff like that.
Okay, so my podcast is called The Swifty Spot. I know it's weird to have a Taylor Swift collab with Brawl Stars, but if you've heard of her, want to figure out more about her, you can check out my podcast on Spotify. It's a fairly new podcast, so it doesn't have that many episodes out yet.
It'll probably be kind of hard to find. So, like, just to double check, you know you have the right one. It's just a plain picture of Taylor Swift. It's called The Swifty Spot.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's any other podcast called that.
No.
And then it's by Havanas, right?
Yeah.
That's the username on it, is Havanas. So if you find all those three things, you know that's the right one, right?
Right, yeah. It's the picture is in her lover era, if you know.
Yeah, that. Yeah, you probably won't understand that. I understand it because I know Taylor Swift's. Honestly, if I'm being a little honest, I know Taylor Swift a little bit. I know it's shocking. Maybe that's a little too much drama, but yeah, I think I'm going to be on the podcast. So if you want to see where I'm going, if you want to see me be on another podcast for like once in like a long time, then yeah, check it out. Search it up. I'm going to be on her podcast very soon. So if you want to see where I'm at, check out the podcast. See what I have to say about Taylor Swift. Ooh, spicy. So, any last words? Anything you want to say?
No, just thank you guys for listening. And go check out my podcast if you're interested. And make sure you're following The Brawl Show.
Yeah. Good job. Thumbs up. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. Go listen to her podcast. Follow our podcast. So, thank you. We have some really exciting episodes coming up soon for the Brawl Show. So I hope you're holding on. I know update just came out, and so the hype is kind of going down, right, since Brawl Talk's over. But we, the Brawl Show, have some amazing, exciting episodes coming out soon. So I'm really excited for that. Stay tuned and make sure to stay hypercharged. I don't know if we're doing that for the outro. I said it randomly once episode at the end, say, remember to stay hypercharged because Hypercharged just came out. Maybe that'll be the normal outro. We'll find out. But until we find out, remember to stay hypercharged. Okay, goodbye.